Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and it is Monday, March 31st, which is reminding me that I have to write not only monthly horoscopes, but weekly horoscopes and two daily horoscopes. So you can find me on my website with my extended horoscopes, or you can find my shorter version on social media. So like, follow, and share as usual. So we've got a lot going on. Nearly 24 hours after the new moon solar eclipse in Aries, Neptune entered the sign of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And so since Neptune has such a long transit, it hasn't really been in Aries for at least over 160 years. That's just how long it takes to get around the zodiac. And of course, Neptune will be in Aries until October 22nd, and then he'll retrograde back into the sign he rules, Pisces. So imagine that we're going to go into kind of a new chapter with new ideas, kind of trying new things. Remembering that Mercury is retrograde. So when Mercury is retrograde, we try unorthodox things. We try to think outside the box. We try to do new things. And so then when Neptune re-enters Pisces, you get to see how far you've gotten. What did you do? How did everything work out? So Neptune won't really be in the sign of Aries until sometime in 2026 when it finally enters Aries and just stays there. But until then, we have the luck of having the planet Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries, and he's going over these points or these degrees where Neptune is transiting and then will retrograde and then transit again. So he's telling us a lot about what to expect, how to think, what to do, and even in your own personal life, what to try. So Aries, you're first up, and you've got a lot going on in your solar return right now. Happy birthday, by the way. And of course, Neptune has transited over from the 12th house, your solar 12th house, that is, and into your first house or your sun sign. And so obviously, he drags a lot of subconscious fears or revelations with him as he transits this way. So you may be getting used to a new normal, maybe even doing more independently. Remember last year you had the lunar nodes in your seventh house in the sign of Libra. Too much togetherness, Bonnie and Clyde-ish, good cop, bad cop, and maybe you were attached to the hip with somebody. Not so much right now because things are changing in the family, and maybe the family wants to see more of you, or you get reconnected to family members who aren't necessarily keen on your mate or partner or the person who they see pulled you away from them. That's intense. And of course, Taurus, this Neptune entering your 11th house, and for a long time there, you may have gotten happy about making new friends and meeting new people, but also a little gun-shy about all of the upheaval and sudden circumstances that you had to endure, like unexpected expenses, let's say. So now that is kind of, going away a little bit. You've learned how to master unexpected expenses and things that weren't happening, predictively. So now there's a more predictive style coming into your life. No more apprehension, no more fear. Even I would say there could be, if you are involved with somebody, maybe there's going to be something with an ex, if you have shared resources or something of that nature. Gemini, Neptune has entered your 11th house. Now, the 11th house is also the house of profits to your career, profession, or business, because it is the second house to the 10th house. So it's the money, it's the benefits, it's the kudos, it's the everything that you gain through working hard and making a name for yourself. And I'm wondering if you're going to have like windfalls and be able to really gain through your career. Cancer, of course, much is going on here with your relationships with Mars in your sun sign. It seems like you were thrown into having to be responsible or having to be out on your own. It's kind of like getting kicked out of the house or having someone leave suddenly and unexpectedly. So with Pluto now out of your seventh house, you no longer need someone there. Maybe you'll gain from them financially, but you no longer need someone there. So you're out on your own. And Neptune is saying, hey, you got this. You've made a name for yourself, and people are going to start looking to you and giving you oodles of opportunities. Leo, of course, Neptune is in another fire sign, but Neptune still has his influence on your eighth house of joint finances, obsessions, relationships with illicit folk like married people or people that you've broken up with. So there's still some jealousy there. There's still some angst in the eighth house, but you're ready to move on and start new things. And hopefully a lot of those new things could include like a new romantic partner if you're single. Virgo, of course, Neptune is the ruler of your seventh house, where we all know you tend to put people on a pedestal and not see their flaws or even make excuses for them. Everybody needs a hero to support them and be on their side and protect their reputation. But maybe you start to see things a little bit differently now with Neptune in your seventh house. I do like this aspect because you have Pluto in your fifth house, and I think many of you could marry quite well if you're single. Libra, of course, you're another one who's up for some new relationships, and it doesn't matter how many folks you have calling, texting, and interested in who you're flirting with. You also might have your heart stolen by somebody special with Neptune there. Here we fall in love and we can't help ourselves, and we daydream a lot about our romantic partner. That's not so bad. Scorpio, Neptune enters your sixth house of work and employment, daily routine, working out, pets, those things that you have to do. So it's quite obvious that you might get yourself in a position where you start to help somebody and then it turns into a mandatory thing, or you find yourself in a situation, well, who else is going to help this person or who else is going to do this? So you may end up taking on more than you imagine. So let's be aware of that. Also, watch your health. Sagittarius, with Neptune in another fire sign, could it be any better? It's in your fifth house of love and romance. Finally, finally, you start to live. And of course, if you have children, now the children are getting a little bit older, and you have to wonder what's ahead for yourself. What's next? And what do you do next? It's all about you. It's all about happiness. It's all about living your life to the absolute fullest. Could you fall in love too? Absolutely. Capricorn, you find yourself wishing to move and needing more space. Of course, Mars in your seventh house has you feeling a little bit hemmed in and maybe even woebegone to somebody else's wishes and desires. You've helped out a lot, and I'm just wondering, will Neptune bring you the home of your dreams? Could be. Aquarius, Neptune is in your second house of money, making money and possessions, maybe a new car and flashy stuff, very important to your life. Neptune is the ruler of your second house, is in your third house of business. But still, with Saturn in the North Node and Venus in your second house, you have to be making more money. So Neptune in Aries brings in new business opportunities for you. And Pluto says you can't say no. So you're off in a new direction, screaming, throwing a tantrum, but these planets are taking you off in a new direction, like it or not. And of course, last but not least, Pisces. After having Neptune in your first house for quite a long time, and maybe you overlooked some things, or you just ignored some things, or you just became evasive and didn't want to bother with things, you can't anymore. You're on top of things, and money is the name of your game. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little sojourn into Neptune into Aries today. That's what I'm talking about. The moon is in Taurus, a money sign. Nobody likes to be forced or pushed when the moon is in Taurus. So go slow with other people today. That's all for now. Like, follow, share, support me on social media, and go to my website for more astrology fun.